Record.
Recording.
Yep, show just started. Ian's already asleep.
Sorry. I shouldn't try to multitask. I gotta one thing at a time. That's the key to success.
Master Ninja theme song!
Sibleth.
Master Ninja theme song.
It sounds low. Looks low, oh. I mean.
You?
I don't know what's
me?
Going on. Me. Adjusting mic. Yeah, it's really low.
Speak louder. Shout more.
Hello.
Sing!
Snake! Snake!
Oh, yeah, that too.
Snakey snake! Badger.
Mushroom.
Footy.
Go! Yeah, that was a good sound test.
All right, I am opening the channel.
All right. Wow, Flynn's Arcade, instantaneified. I think I made that word up.
There's no doubt. You definitely made that word up.
No, he's Canadian.
Who's Canadian? Oh, Flynn. Right.
So it was like this mouse in my beer, eh?
I saw there were a bunch of strange brew quotes, but I have no idea what I did. I completely missed why.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could scroll up, but I'm feeling lazy.
The Great White North. Coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll have to go look real quick.
It was a fairy tale.
Oh. Okay.
It makes perfect sense.
It does. I remember liking it. I commented on it being good. I just have a really poor memory.
It's 9 o'clock, the witching hour.
For witches who like to go to bed early.
That's right. Early to bed, early to sell souls to the devil. Oh, Ray, what did I do last week? Somebody said I got bleeped like 3 or 4 times?
You did. You in fact, did.
Wow, I don't remember.
Well, I don't remember anything. It being profane at all.
Yeah. It was a
lewd.
It was very light blue, but...
Okay.
Huh.
We tried to do a kid's show, so...
Yeah.
All the profanity I bleeped.
Huh.
Flynn is correct. At least, well, once. You violated a commandment.
Thou shalt not eat rock badgers?
That was not a commandment, although it is in there.
It decidedly says, actually, right in that book, no, eat the rock badger.
I thought it was honey badger. No, it is rock badger. You're
no,
right.
It's rock badgers.
Yeah, no, but I don't think that was a commandment. Although I didn't think commandment breaking was something that should be frowned upon.
Rock badgers, don't eat them.
Yeah, if we're adhering to commandments now, whew, I'm in trouble. I'm a legendary wife coveter and stuff coveter.
History of the world, always good.
That is definitely blue comedy right there.
How long you want to wait before we get the show rolling?
I don't know. How many people we got? We got a few people. I don't care.
Very few. No one listens to us anymore. I feel sad.
Sweet. Finally.
It's dreams come true.
Speaking of which, you haven't sent us numbers for a long time. I have no idea how we're even doing on the numbers land.
That is true. I really haven't been paying much attention.
You should check that out. Maybe we're beating scrap gals. You never know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They are impossible.
They took
they
off.
They are the rulers of the podcast universe.
I'm joking. I don't have any idea. I haven't looked at their numbers either.
Okay, good.
But I suppose I'm ready to go whenever you are.
Ian Ziering, you ready?
You're flirting with disaster, buddy.
I know he's your favorite actor.
My goodness. I wish I would have fought him at Angry Salad's wedding when I had a chance.
Oh, Ian Ziering, America's finest actor. All right, let's go. Welcome, True Believers, to the 164th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. My script clearly says the 160 Earth. My brain just kind of stopped and rebooted there for a second. With me, as always, KSA2, Sneaky B15. I'm the only one. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, my darling. Hello, my baby. Sorry, just, hello, my after that, girl.
I just want to put question marks on things. Nothing. What are you jabbering?
Baby, my heart's okay, on cool. fire. If it Mary, lose me. I want to be alone. I'm a ragtime girl.
Anyway, Ian, what were you saying?
Oh, because of Craig's weird intro. I just want to put question marks at the end of sentences where they don't belong.
I just want to put question marks where they don't belong?
Belong?
All right, so this is
I'm Ron Burgundy.
But I told you people. All right, so this is the week of 10/24 to Halloween. So next Wednesday's Halloween and we won't be on. The show will be Tuesday. Next week it'll be on the 30th. So
yes.
Reschedule your entire lives to listen on Tuesday the 30th.
A Tuesday show. Especially if you like me doing the weekly buffed characters without UNC Zamorai's help, because he will not be here.
Oh, but do you like pina coladas?
I don't know. Whenever we're on an odd day, you are missing. So I just assumed you wouldn't be here. I do like not as much as pina coladas.
Mm.
I do not like pina coladas.
Do you like making love at midnight?
I'm not going to answer that question. That's way too personal.
Hey, man, I didn't write that song.
I'm not that particular. So let's just say yes, a blanket yes to that statement.
All right, I don't know what we're doing. So yeah, Tuesday next week, that's what we're doing. And then Alpha Team, find us in Anaheim, because we will be at the BlizzCon doing the BlizzCon thing and hoping and praying and wishing and hoping that Diablo 4 will be announced.
I see. I'm not pushing for that. Yeah. I was
gonna say, isn't Diablo 3 brand new?
No, Diablo 3 is like 8 years old.
That's nothing in game development years.
I am really hoping for the D2 rework. I want to play Diablo 2 again, but with fine, fantastic graphics. That's what I'm hoping for.
I'd be down with that because I can remake Charge Bolt Girl.
Yeah,
and Magic Arrow Girl. I love those characters.
Boy, she put out way too many charge bolts.
No, my God, it was glorious. The whole board just went... Because it would make that noise every time. It was awesome. Loved it.
How many years was it between D2 and D3, Samurai? I don't know. 15?
Was it? Yeah, it was
we'll wait for Samurai to find it.
12, yeah, Samurai found it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was like a dozen. It was a long time. Like I said, I'm not expecting D4 to be out. I'm just saying an announcement that it's coming. Like, that we'll get it in 2020.
Sure.
2020.
The name of the place is Babylon 5. And you're in Tentpole Dailies. Today is Purple Fist. Thursday, Red Rags. Friday, Purple Kamala Khan. Saturday, Blue Quicksilver. Sunday, Green Switch. Monday, Red Vision. Tuesday, Purple Strange. Wednesday is Purple Thanos. Over in your 5-day 4-star coverage! Oh, that was a serious crash there. Oh, the Titans. You know, we had a plane crash today in Center County?
Here. I was going to... Yeah. I have a plane crash story as well, but it isn't anywhere near here.
No,
this is here. There more than one?
This is super local news. Yeah, like a small plane apparently crashed, but there were no injuries. Huh. So, I don't know.
Oh, good.
So, out in California on the 101, a World War II German plane crashed onto 101 Highway. Did you see this? There's video.
I did.
No?
I did see that... That, yep, the Californians were getting attacked by the Luftwaffe.
Well,
true story.
You got to take the 101. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here, Sturt?
Sturt?
So I took the 101 down to Ventura, and I took, yeah. took that all the way to the plane crash.
Yep. All right, so on the 20th was Yondu versus somebody.
It was Gamorpha.
Yeah, very dangerous. The deadliest.
Yeah.
Right
up until a small flying arrow thing sticks her in the face a few times and it's all over.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a pretty easy fight. I couldn't get blue, and then suddenly there was a ton of blue. Game over.
Yep. Ian, how'd that go for you?
I couldn't get blue. I realized my Yondu doesn't have any levels of blue, so I stopped trying immediately and waited till this next one that I'll lose again.
Yeah, I don't have any confidence in this next one because it's again a person that I completely forgot was in this game. Because coming
there's
up,
so many of them, but tell me.
On the 25th, it's Wiccan. And I went, who?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
boy.
I was all out of sorts with that.
Yeah, I don't know what I can even tell you about this. I'm going to scroll up and see what this handy-dandy infographic says. It says that I'm not going to win. Whoa! It also says Craig's going to lose.
I don't even know what he... Like, this is a character... I have no idea what Wiccan does. I've completely forgotten.
He does chain lightning. That's the important part.
Is he the one where if I have one gajillion AP in every color, then he turns into super mega attack mode?
Yes.
Ah.
That is him. Are you drumming on something? What is that sound?
It's Ian pounding on a keyboard.
Okay. If that's what you say.
I was just going to say, but if you fall for that, I got a bridge to sell you.
That wasn't you typing?
No, that was you.
It was not.
I don't type. Well, somebody, I barely comment on our own show.
Somebody was typing.
It was you.
It was not. I had a glass in my hand. It was drinking some Pepsi.
Ha. Was it the ghost of you typing?
Apparently.
I was weird.
I didn't mean to tangent completely, but I just didn't want to have That's to okay. edit it forever.
Ah, there you go. It was Hacksaw Jeff Dugan. Hey-o.
Hey-o. So he logged on, typed, and then went away? That's amazing.
Well, he's still in
what
the...
What awesome still, disruption powers.
He's still in the chart. He's just muted now.
Okay.
Apparently he was unmuted and pounding furiously on his keyboard, writing the world's greatest dissertation on wrestling.
I still am willing to blame Craig, but you go ahead.
Wasn't me. All right, so after that, on the 30th, is something much more winnable. That will be Mockingbird.
Mm.
Get out some bombs. Her bombs go boom. You win.
Let me check this here infographic.
It doesn't look
it's not looking good.
Yeah.
Boy, I've got it's a rough couple crashes.
Mm, yeah, you don't have red. You need red.
003 doesn't look too hopeful.
Yeah. Nope.
That's not going to do it for you. All right.
It's okay.
Not going to
do it. Got a couple tokens saved up just in case.
Let's move on. Storyland, it's currently the good old Deadpool versus. We are on the second half, so it's Deadpool versus villains now, right?
I remember that one. Is that the one where they gave you some ISO?
Seems likely. There's a pool somewhere near the end.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have to beat like Deadpool with Devil Dino and the Hulk?
And Hulk?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, that sounds super familiar.
I haven't played it much, so I haven't gotten that far.
Right.
That'll get you 3 patches, miles, 40 CP in total. Top 50 folks to get the White Queen, and 51 to 400 get Star-Lord.
Is everyone okay?
Yes.
Okay.
That also wasn't me.
That was my cell phone falling off my shelf onto my desk. Venom Bomb is coming up next. Venom Bomb! That'll get you some Star-Lords and Emma, 30 CP, top 50 folks get another character that I completely forgot about because she's unimportant. That is Nebula. And 51 to 400 is Spider-Man. Except she is Amy Pond. I do like Amy Pond.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not unimportant. Again, the only reason that everyone forgot was because they immediately released Dazzler afterwards. And
who is
nobody
super
remembered.
More awesome? Yeah, because who cares about
Nebula?
Who cares? Yeah. Nebula's unimportant when you can get Dazzler.
I don't Dazzler know that I'm going that far, but I understand you are.
Dazzler was the greatest thing that happened in 2018 in this game, by far.
Wow. It's
like, yeah, that's I'm skeptical. I feel like this anniversary is probably...
Ick but nine wrong.
Were you piloting that plane that crashed on the 101?
That's right.
He was busy typing and not flying and crashed into the ground.
In PvP land, it's currently a good old combined arms.
Yeah.
That'll get you a Loki. I will have to try and play that a whole lot just to try to get 40 wins so I can get a Dazzler. 15 CP, top folks get the X-Force Deadpool, and then it is Magneto.
I'm probably not doing the 40 wins thing, but I am looking forward to it because I believe Jenda created a thread on our Facebook page and asked everyone to submit who their favorite teams are, and I'm gotta try some of them out. So that should definitely be make it more interesting to me.
All right.
Like trying out new teams. What can I say?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna use Bagman just cause. All right, let's head over to the get ready to battle in the hexagon. It's time for Superhero Showdown, brought to you by Battlecry.
Spoon.
There you go. Ray, who won last week? What did we get?
Oh, last week. Hey, I should pull up what happened last week. Last week was the Knights of Wundermere, however you want to pronounce that.
Right, versus the champions of Xandar.
It was a clear victory. The champions of Xandar, I don't think, had any question. We kind of gave that one away with our discussion. So hopefully we don't do this week, because that really resulted in very few votes coming in. But it was still clear that the champions of Xandar probably were not going to have much of a problem. So
right. Okay, I'll give you your minute first because I'm nervous about this week in that aspect.
In this corner.
Yeah.
Wearing the white fur. It's Wendigo! In the other corner. Wearing purple? It's purple.
Purple jumpsuit?
Yeah, wearing purple jumpsuits and flying on a cloud. It's the Brothers Grimm!
Woo!
Alright. Off you go. Tell me who wins.
So who are we starting with? Who goes first? Do we do it alphabetically in case it's not me?
I think Ian wanted you to go first.
Oh, okay.
I can go first.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
So Wendigo is a creature, a race, possibly. Wendigos exist in the Canadian wilderness when one person eats another person. They become a Wendigo. I never knew that until I got this character this last week. Also, apparently, the curse can be passed along by being bitten by a Wendigo and not killed. So very werewolfy.
Very werewolfy. Yeah. That is not what I thought about. Ha!
This was, again, news to me, but...
Is this Wendigos in general, or is this specifically Marvel's Wendigo?
Specifically, I am looking at the Marvel Universe Wendigo.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to have to come at you in some different directions here because that is not, I was not understood by the Brothers Grimm when they were going into this fight, but keep going.
Okay, so when, I'm trying to find his name. There's one Wendigo in particular, Cartier, I believe is his name. In any case, I believe he has a French-ish name because he's Canadian.
Oh!
He, when imbued with the curse of Wendigo, he is extremely strong, being able to lift, I believe it said, upwards of 100 tons. Now, I don't know how you would get a Wendigo to be able to measure that. Like, he's not going to stand in line and compete for the, you know, strongest man competition. But in any case, he's extremely strong. He's extremely fast, stealthy, nimble. So unless, again, I have no idea who the Brothers Grimm are. So
does he go crazy when he hears a cymbal?
A hi-hat with the souped-up tempo?
That's right.
Not that I'm aware of.
I'm on a roll. It's time to go solo.
So, all right. To answer Ray's question, I feel like we have measured that strength because as far as pure strength goes, he has enough strength to evenly match the Hulk.
Exactly. Yes. I forgot that. Thank you.
That is why. So, the Brothers Grimm are a magical pair of...
Brothers?
low-level criminals. Who get their, I don't know where they get their powers from, just straight up magic, I believe. They can conjure small to medium sized items seemingly out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Now, I liked it because I thought I had an advantage because I'm two guys. So I figured, you know, we could distract you and flank you. And I feel like what I can summon isn't really that limited. So I was confident that I could summon something that could incapacitate you, giving the other brother opportunities to kill you, because I feel like you're armed only with your superhuman strength and impenetrable fur and deadly claws.
And apparently I can only be killed via decapitation or by cutting out my heart.
Right. Well, I feel like if the heart's cut out, it has to be eaten, and the person who eats the heart will then become the Wendigo.
Wow, that would make sense.
But I feel like otherwise you'll just get better, which makes it really tough to defeat you. But again, I don't know how you process poisons or toxins that would incapacitate you and give me an opportunity to summon something that could then liberate your head from your shoulders.
Right.
Like a hacksaw. A two-man bucksaw. Because there's two of them. And they can cut him down.
Sure.
You know, because, you know, Wendigo's Canadian. So just like a lumberjack, they can take a two-man bucksaw to his neck.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. Good at taking out lumberjacks. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Had some practice.
But they're okay.
They are. They sleep all night and they work all day.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I feel like the existence of two people on one side in this fight, even if one gets slaughtered, the other should have enough time to summon and apply some sort of neurotoxin that would give me enough time to summon and apply a head removal tool. But it would be tough. You know, your nigh invulnerable skin is no joke. Neither is your super strength or your beyond Wolverine level healing abilities.
Yeah. It's a vast combination.
Freaking Wendigo.
Where was I going? Right. So I don't know. I thought there were limits on your summoning abilities. I thought it was like, and this is an exaggeration, but like no bigger than a breadbasket or something. I thought there was.
It's not well defined.
Okay.
It is. It's loose again, but I feel like, again, in my imagining, the whatever it is that I could summon that would incapacitate you should give me enough time, even if it's just a standard wood chopping axe, could get through your neck eventually.
Sure, right. I understand where you're going.
Right. Again, and this is assuming that you have instantaneously mauled one of the brothers to death. If they both have time to go to work on you, I think there's a chance. I don't know though.
I mean, they can summon a cloud to fly on. I mean, that's pretty sweet.
That's true. I don't know what his jumping ability is, so I don't know that that'll get me out of anything.
It's pretty good, but cloud level,
yeah, I imagine.
I don't know if he can go quite that far.
Right, again, I don't know how I can maintain my breathing in that high, low, you know, in that low oxygen portion of the atmosphere, but we'll see.
It's a magic cloud, yo.
Right, that's fine. I just didn't know how it goes. So that's the Brothers Grimm. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Versus the Wendigo. Vote now!
Or later.
Vote later!
Or you can vote now. I don't care. Just or.
Vote before next week.
There you go.
Before Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
That's
nice.
Right. All right. Let's move on.
Cool.
Hey, there was this happened to me. I don't know if I'm sure it didn't happen to Ray. It might have happened to Ian. Did your anniversary vault auto reset without you wanting it to?
Yep.
Did you get the compensation?
Yes.
You should have gotten some hero points and a Devil Dino cover.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Oh, I did get that. So apparently it did to me as well. I didn't notice, so I feel kind of guilty for getting that reward, but...
Yeah, I was sad because mine only had, like, you know, there weren't many things left, and some of them were the fan favorites tokens, and then it just went away.
Hmm.
And I was super sad. Oh, why did everyone get the compensation? That's not fun.
Apparently your requirement was needing to be logged in.
Unfair. Moving on.
Okay.
That's all I got to say about that. Right. There's another Summers character.
Another one?
Baby Hope is now a support.
I don't know what that is. Tell me more.
Alright, so you got Baby Hope. Rank 1, when a supported character makes a match, there's a 50% chance of improving a friendly strike tile by 640. Perk 3, supported character's base green match damage is increased by 398. Perk 5, when the supported character fires a power, there's an 80% chance to gain 4 green. Because you know what Cable needs? More green.
More green. He does.
Yeah. Cable Synergy. When the enemy team matches a charge tile, there's a 75% chance it will deal 1,862 damage to them.
Ouch. Now granted, that's a max level, but...
Yeah. So this is the Hope Summers Mutant Messiah. Is visible on the support screen starting yesterday. Let's see. What do we got? There's the, you know, there's a store. She is at 4 times odds and... said store. As always, I just get 2 stars out of those stores, so they're meaningless.
Yeah, you know what I got out of that? I got a 2-star Hope Summers.
Oh, you suck.
Whoa, yeah. Snap, you did?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I wasn't really paying that much attention. I'm like, oh, I got a support token. Click. What is that? It's a baby in a pouch.
It's a baby what, Kringle? It's a baby Dingle.
I don't know what he's doing.
No,
I think Greg's gone crazy.
Look up Year Without a Santa Claus.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, I knew what he was doing. I just wanted him to flounder a little bit.
Oh, okay.
That's, you know, like the best of the cartoons of the Christmas time.
I really like that cartoon, but I didn't have it memorized.
That is a stretch. That's a way too bold a claim.
No way!
Yes. Not
it's
even
got
close.
Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
It does. Now, if you had said... it's the best of the, what are they called? Guthy Rankin? Something like that?
Rankin Bass? Yeah.
Rankin Bass, something like that. Yes. If you would have said it's the best of the Rankin Bass, I would have said probably. But the best holiday movie? That is crazy.
That's
crazy
a
talk. Fine, even that, crazy talk.
What's better for Christmas time? Come on.
I don't know where you count it, but I would immediately say Nightmare Before Christmas.
I don't even consider that a movie. Move on.
That movie is stupendous. It's a hot, it's literally a movie, so you have to consider it a movie. And a cartoon, so there.
It's at least as much.
It's at least as much a cartoon as Year Without Santa Claus. Man, the original Charlie Brown Christmas special is better than Year Without a Santa Claus.
It is not, but it is solid.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas is better.
No way!
For sure.
Get out of town.
Solidly. I would rank it no higher than Christmas with the Cranks.
Wow! That's a bold, bold statement.
I enjoy Christmas with the Cranks.
I've not seen that either.
It's better than, say, Jingle All the Way. But that's not a cartoon, so those don't count. Anyway, yeah. Continue.
Twonk said he almost threw his phone, and I'm not sure at which comment.
The Hope Summer's Vault, 120 items. There's a 1 Master Token, 5 Advanced, 9 Beginner, a random 4-star, 14 3-stars, and 632 stars. There's the Jean Grey Heroes for Hire is going down, 4,800 hero points. That'll get you a Jean, a 2 Hope Summers Advanced, and 3 Hope Summers Beginners, and 30,000 red ISO. And God knows why you'd want it, but there's a Jubilee Heroes for Hire for 250 command points. Gets you 1 Jubilee, 1 Hope Summers Master, 3 Hope Summers Advanced, and 100,000 red ISO.
Ooh.
Because Jubilee is cool.
Jubilee is not cool, never was, never will be.
Yeah, that's true. I really need, I was having trouble putting emotion into that.
The cover that they use for her in this game is cool.
That is true. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Release notes. Ian, are you sitting down?
I am.
All right, this is like, I think, the easiest clue of all time, so it's clearly I've got to be wrong.
Okay.
The clue is, nothing is ever just black and white. So it has to be Domino, but, you know, what do I know?
Right. I don't know. I don't know much about Marvel. Or Puzzle Quest.
I don't, yeah. Unfortunately, I have to completely agree with Craig. I don't see, I mean, it completely works. It. She was a character in a movie recently. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, was she?
Yeah.
She had her own comic recently. I mean.
Oh, wow. For sure, then.
Yeah. Things that have changed. Players who quickly back out of the shield resupply screen will no longer get stuck at the claim screen. I didn't know that was a problem, but good.
Right.
The last viewed power of Taskmaster will no longer display in the character info screen when selecting the base powers banner in the train powers screen. Okay, then. Thanks for the fixes. That's all there was.
Yeah.
All right, I talked about the plane. Is there anything else in local news?
Ooh. I hear that the, what's it called, the Crazy Boil or something, is that they're open.
Oh, okay.
I saw that we drove by today and saw that they were open. So, there you go. It's not, I thought it was like Crab Boil or something, but it's called Crazy Boil? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, the Eaton Park.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
I was, that other day, Ray, when I was walking around with you, the Penn State Fiber guy, I was down at the Golden Walk when they were demolishing it, so that was fun.
Yeah.
So they've been closing off parts of Atherton Street this week to demolish the rest of those buildings there on the corner.
Changes the view completely.
Yeah, it's crazy what downtown's looking like.
Those buildings have been there as long as I've been here.
Yeah. Let's move forward. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, it's America's Next Top Patties Billboard Model Contest. Ian.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about Marika.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, we're on a totally different segment. I will tell you about America. Man. One of these days, I'll figure out what's going on. Greatest 4-star character in the history of 4-star characters.
Maybe.
Which is odd. I know, that's what I hear. Yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't have enough of her to make her valuable whatsoever, but everybody seems to say that she is right up there with 4-star Carol.
I do love America.
So let me tell you about this passive-only young Avenger that somebody may or may not have heard of. Red, punch everyone. It costs 0. It increases her match damage by 30% for each AP she has in that color. That seems like an amazing amount of percent. That's crazy.
Mm.
That's crazy!
Brian Fellows!
That's what I was thinking, too.
I knew you were.
That America, she's crazy. Tell her to stop looking at me. Her yellow. Ticket to the multiverse. Let's see. Whenever you make a match 4 or greater, create 2 trap tiles in that color. When America has trap tiles in at least 3 colors, remove all of them, deal 2,800 damage, and generate 3 AP of in each color trap tile.
Yeah, that one's always a nice surprise when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going along, punching everybody, and sometimes something really good happens.
Yeah, she comes out and she kicks them in the face, and you're like, oh, thanks.
Fernath mi gente. It's green. Costs 0. If you have more AP than the enemy in at least 5 colors, wait, more AP in at least 4 colors, create a critical tile. If you have more than 5 colors, then you also deal 2,000 damage, 2,100 damage, create a critical tile if you have more than 3 colors at its highest level. Interesting. That sounds like a... Yeah, she really seems like a super effective low mid. Like, I don't have to think about any of her stuff. It either happens or it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yep, you don't have to think at all. Just make matches. Just,
right. Try to stock up on AP. But punch everyone sounds like a winner. That's got to be a 5. I don't care about the other two. I don't know. Let me read them.
I believe Craig's build is wrong. That's all I can say.
My America doesn't. She just sits in the back and doesn't do things.
I figure 5, it's, I mean, if she sits in the back, then do you not want to use punch everyone? Do you want her to be at a 3-5-5 and just do those other things when you're not looking? Or do you want her in the front and make her like a 5-3-5?
I have her at 3-5-5.
Okay. I think I understand what you're saying. And if you run her the way that you are describing that you run her, that's got to be the correct answer. But if you are trying to use her effectively, I feel like 5-3-5 is the correct answer.
Her job is to sit there and do things for Thor.
Okay.
She is the mountain's friend.
Right. So we're going with that now?
Yeah, I'm totally going with it.
Not going with it. I don't like it.
Do it anyway. Well, do it live!
Right. Right. Okay. So, yeah. And Samurai confirms Craig's correctness in this. If she is there to support your 5 stars, it's 3-5-5.
Hmm. Yeah, it sounds like I'm wrong. Because that is how I use her and not how she is built. So, all right. I retract my Craig is wrong statement.
Right. I was right once.
Today was that day. Wow. That's why it's so sunny here in Xandar. There you go.
Thanks, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Willie, what you got in the mailbags?
I got a lot of comments, but no votes. Anyway.
Slackers.
So on the Reddit, Dex1138 says, my Star Wars nerddom had me, I don't want to say yelling at you, but gently correcting you. I'm not sure.
What was I wrong about Star Wars?
Well, I think it was either Craig or me, because we were talking about Luke and how he was awful and whiny and how his dad was awful. And Craig was like, no, his dad's the best character in the world. And I said, no.
He said, no. Yeah. But
so
that all sounds accurate, though.
Right. So I don't know exactly what he was correcting, but you'll have to be a little more specific next time.
I think it was because I had the model of the speeder wrong.
Oh, well, he did say that. That was next in his comment. He said that Luke bullseyed Womp Rats in his T-16, not T-13. Fun fact, the toy he is flying around that we talked about is a T-16. Right. Funner fact, which pains me to say, there is a T-16 parked in the garage off to the right in the same scene. So I got an image, and I'm sharing it on Discord. I'll have to post it to the webpage. But yeah, the ship he's flying with, if you look through the garage door, that ship is sitting there. It's not colored the same, but it is the same ship. I had never noticed that before. I thought that was pretty cool.
All right.
Moving along, UNC Samurai said, good news for Ian. There's a Taskmaster cover in the day 1825 resupply.
Yes!
So you'll get them eventually.
Right.
Jordan from Jersey says, sorry, it's been a while since I posted. I've been listening, just been too busy to post. So here's some combined notes from like the last four episodes. Good luck in remembering what they were referencing. I edited it down a little bit because there were a ton of messages, but here are the important ones. Rip pie segment. Mm-hmm. Any get your gun clue because anything you do, Taskmaster can do better. I have never, ever heard Tamagotchi pronounced that way. I don't know what that was referencing either.
I don't know either. I mean, I'm aware of them. I've never heard it pronounced any other way either.
I don't know if we pronounced it, someone here pronounced it incorrectly, or if maybe we were referring to something else that...
I don't even know how that even came up in this show. I don't remember that at all.
I don't either. However, his next comment was Weird Al for the win, as always. And I don't remember the last time Weird Al came up either, but... Showdown. Wait. So the question is 100 eel-sized sentinels versus one sentinel-sized eel, right? No, that was not the question. Taskmaster. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Oi, oi, oi.
Another comment about the next showdown. These black dots, the black dots are called Kirby Crackle. That may be absolutely true, but they're also referred to as Kirby Dots. I'm just saying, you're not wrong, you are correct, but Kirby dots are there as well. When they're around a superhero, I think it's referred to as the Kirby Crackle, but he also used the big black dots as like background scenes in different places, and I think it was just dots, but I'm just defending myself. He also said, nothing is ever just black and white, the clue, Black Cat, Mr. Negative, Gray Hawk, Anti-Venom, the original Iron Man, possibly Carolina Dean. I have no idea who Carolina D is.
It just covers all the other characters in mayonnaise and butter.
But I do like the ideas. I still think
and
it's
racism?
Dumb.
What's that?
And racism?
Yeah, she runs into Luke Cage and is just kicked out of the game.
She gives him a free pot, though. You know, here, have some cookware as a parting gift.
D-Wing Illinois.
I heard him.
He said, he commented on Jordan's comment and said, resolution achieved. I know now why the band Kirby Crackle has the name that it does. I didn't know there was a band named Kirby Crackle, but now I'm interested. Dances with Weevils said, ah, Ren and Stimpy, never more relevant than today. And he posted a YouTube video of, and I'm going to mess up the name, Powdered Toast Man.
Yeah, that's right.
Very interesting video if you want to take a look.
Someone clinging tenaciously to his buttocks?
That's right.
Not in that video, but yes.
Okay.
Oh my god, it would always like zoom in on the way he would like scrunch up his buttocks.
Was it reminiscent of Cyclops covers in the game?
Exactly. Yeah, sure. Stupid sexy Flanders.
Stupid sexy Flanders. Stupid sexy Flanders.
Speaking of D-Wing, here is his wall of text. The movie Grease is entertaining. The actual stage musical is awful. Discuss.
I've only ever seen the movie.
Okay, there you go. Craig being a Crazy Socks guy makes all of the sense.
You know, I'm currently wearing right now some Sofo socks that say hello to my little friend again. So
I doubt that in no way. The enthusiasm for Superhero Showdown is palpable. Palpable.
Don't taunt me, we'll bring back the pies.
After the sword / pew 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 discussion, I can now only envision the immortal scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Sorry, now I'm picturing that with Nova and the Knights of Windermere. I can't never remember, whatever it is. He says, part of me still feels unfulfilled that the customary response to chicks, man, didn't happen.
I didn't know that we said that last week.
You definitely said somebody did.
Huh. I blame Ian then for not following up.
Yep, likely. I was way off my game.
He says, disparage Cable at your peril. He is one of my favorites for a long time, and these powers sound absolutely dope. However, 15 polls resulted in one Cable cover. He refuses to be sad. The devs are now trolling Craig. No Dazzlers. But 5 stars, since they are now actually disappointing to you.
Yeah, because I want Dazzler covers.
Regarding hashtag Summer's Family Reunion, if I ever encounter Craig in PvP, I am absolutely seeking to beat him with Cyclops, Cable, and Jean.
Worth it.
And if we get a Toes segment, I'm going to go full Joe and start posting timestamps to skip.
Oh, that. We will not get that segment. Don't worry. I was like, what is he referencing? And I was like, oh, yeah, that went in a weird direction.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, we're not. That's not. No. So, onward and upward, FAHQ 1977. He has a Cable review, which you can see on the Reddit if you'd like the full description. Basically, the TLDR is he's slow. You need to get a lot of green on board to maximize his powers. Mid-tier, he puts him, but much better than Wasp. Much better than Cats. I would watch it again.
Much better than Cats.
Real big highlights. The biggest complaint is his powers are contradictory. You have to get blue, you make a green match, and then end your turn, which ends your turn because you just made a match. You leave a bunch of charge tiles on the board for the enemy team. Because of the blue stun, this wouldn't be so bad if you only had one opponent, but his green is designed for AoE. So it's like a little contradictory in the way that you have to... I get what he's saying. To me, when I read it, I obviously haven't played it, but it sounded like it gave you more options as to how you could play him, but maybe it is a little contradictory. I see what he's saying, because you have to, you know, build up a lot and then give your opponent a chance to match it away. But it looks like if you get the baby, you then do damage when the enemy matches your charge tiles. So I don't know.
Don't kick the baby.
Exactly. Zoot Sacks on the D3 forum said, regarding Nico and her best build, two character reviews, I thought it was interesting. It depends on if you're trying to transform her through her blue passive or if she's strictly there as a tile buff. Neither her yellow or purple gain much from going 3 to 5, so none of the variations of a 5-4-4 build make too much sense. 4-4-5 probably being the best of the lot, but not substantially better than 5-3-5 or 3-5-5. He has a decent, there's a couple more paragraphs here. I'm not going to read them all because that'll be too long, but you can take a look at the D3 forum and look for the Puzzle Warriors post from last episode, and he gives a nice review of Nico that I thought was good. So there you go. Character reviews in the mailbag. But that is it. The mailbag, she is empty. So... thanks, Lumpy.
Thank you much. All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
So many claps. That was at least 4 claps this time. Sinister. That's what I want to know, too. Why were there 3 claps? We're just trying to mix it up a little bit.
Because I can't contain myself, I guess.
Right. Right. You're as an equal contributor on the show. We want you to feel as included as possible. I want to quickly tell everybody about these 3-star characters, and then I will share with you some secondhand samurai wisdom about these 4-star characters, but in a condensed version, like Cliff Notes. 3-star, not nearly as awesome as in recent weeks. We've got Beast, who has a little bit of green AoE that's going to get boosted. Beast's healing is also okay, but I don't know. Something about Beast, he's always just been okay. He's very, very okay. Colossus, the greatest character ever.
Oof, wow.
The breakingest, gamingest character ever.
There you go.
Man. Fastball special. You crazy devs, what were you thinking? But his Colossal Punch will do more damage. That's going to be nice. Sam Wilson, Falcon. I feel like I don't know what he does because I never used him since the rework, which in my mind was recent, was probably like 3 years ago. But I feel like his powers were not reworked significantly. I feel like Red Wing is still super dope. I feel like he spits out some shield and does a tiny little bit of damage when he does that. And then his other ability boosts special tiles that are already out there. Unless he does something else that I'm unaware of.
It's more damage than you think, but it's not a lot.
Right.
That's all I got.
So that was that the only change that happened when he got a rework was when he spits out shield, he also does some damage?
I don't recall. I thought there was more, but now nothing. I got nothing. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
Red Wing is where it's at, so.
Yeah. So he's another Okay. Man, there are some really lower tier guys this week. Because now I'm looking at Mystique. She's got a mediocre nuke, a one-turn shapeshift stun, and her tile color switching ability used to be awesome, but then they fixed it when they realized it was broken. Only her black Masterstroke should be boosted this week. I don't think her other two abilities are going to be affected in any way by being boosted. And then Psylocke. Man, she was bad, she got reworked, and she stayed bad. Her abilities are really cheap, so you could easily fire off several in a turn. Her Psychic Knife stacks and gets cheaper and cheaper as it goes on. And her Psychic Katana should see a little more damage this week. But yeah, it's slim pickings here in the 3-star world. Let's see what the 4-star characters do. Oh, Phil Coulson. Yeah. Boy, you're good.
Yeah.
He's got active and passive everywhere you look.
Does anybody else have Susudio going through their head?
I do now.
Okay.
I was totally in the clear, and I fully blame you.
Okay, I accept
but
that.
But yeah, he does, his yellow's great. He throws down all those countdown tiles, and all the shield troopers do different things, and they're all reasonably effective. His best laid plans, switching tiles around, making them charged, shooting your AP right up there, doing a little damage after he does it as well. His blue has an active component. I genuinely don't know what it is. I never, ever have used it. But his blue also has a passive component that does some good stuff.
His active is, depending on how many countdown tiles you have out there, he will steal AP from the enemy. The more countdown tiles you have out, the better.
Okay.
It's not great, though. It's disappointing every time I use it.
It sounds like it should be good, but I'm like, why wouldn't I use that? But they must have burned me a couple times, and I got tired of it.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why, but I mean, it should be you fire all the countdown tiles, and then you fire his blue, and you get AP, and it's always like, wait, did I get anything? I guess I did. It's always underwhelming.
The Iron Fist, Danny Rand, is boosted this week.
Wait, who?
You haven't heard of him? He's the Iron Fist of Show Lao.
The defender of Kunlun?
The defender of Kunlun. No, he's got the... This guy has nothing to do with Show Lao. That's the other one. But yes, the defender of Kunlun. Crazy drifter on the streets. Sometimes vigilante billionaire. Sometimes Luke Cage's best friend.
Okay, I was worried that I didn't have all his titles.
No, he's got a lot, but he's just a weird dude. I hear Like Unto Iron does a ton of damage. Ugh. I imagine it does way too much damage.
Yes. It does a lot when he's boosted. Damage.
Good for him. I like that he keeps trying. I don't know what's... I don't have him yet at an effective level, so I'm a little sketchy. His green also does some damage. And his blue, that's the Chi Strike. Does that... or Chi Focus? Sounds like it charges tiles. I don't know what it does, though.
Man, I'm really trying to remember. I don't
You're just going
to
use him.
It puts out attack tiles or strike tiles. One of those.
You're going to use him for Like Unto Iron. He's going to punch a hole through the enemies. Lockjaw's boosted. Poor underused Lockjaw. He seems like he'd be wacky. He is one of the only characters that I know of that can summon characters that don't exist in the game. Well, I guess they do, but they're not playable. So that's exciting. He makes charge tiles. That's always useful. Does he absorb damage?
He absolutely does. To me, that's one of his best qualities.
Is it? Okay.
If somebody else if the enemy matches away one of your tiles, he jumps in front, negates all the damage, and does damage to the enemy.
Good for you, Lockjaw.
Ugh, it's good.
Wow, Tuning Fork Dog is better than you think. He's going to be boosted. Nico, everybody's favorite runaway. She boosts special tiles. Her purple is, I hear, good. I hear she's fine. Hey, she runs well at 4-4-5. I find that in a previous segment.
Personally, I love her yellow.
Is that her healing?
I'm usually not a big fan of throwing out the projectiles because they don't do much.
Right.
But when you don't have anybody else on the other team throwing out projectiles, it's fantastic because she throws them out and then she boosts them and boosts them and boosts them. And when the enemy fires a power and it does 1 point of damage to my entire team, it's as good as Quake.
Wow.
Very handy.
Okay. Right. So you'll see those will all be stronger this week. And so she's boosted. And I think those are the only worthwhile boosted characters. Unless Craig wants to talk about the worst thing to happen to the Marvel Universe this year. You guessed it, Dazzler.
I hate all you people.
Sorry.
All I know is I still don't have any Black Dazzler, and without Black...
All right, just... tell us why that's important. I know nothing about Dazzler, how her powers work.
That's her stun power. She removes enemy special tiles and stuns people with the black.
Is the otherwise
she's out there making special tiles.
Is the stun good? Like, is it multi-stun, multi-turn stun? Like,
it depends on the number of tiles that are out there.
Okay.
Let me.
I wasn't joking. I really know nothing about her powers.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. I don't even think I have her rostered. The only thing I know about her is I'm hoping that perhaps in my weekly request for editorial music, you'll put in Allison by Elvis Costello in this segment.
Wow. All right.
Can I request Allison Road by...
No, absolutely not.
That's a good song.
No.
So the black one at 5 covers, if she takes 664 or more damage, for every 2 friendly strike protector attack tiles up to 8... remove 2 enemy strike protector attack tiles and stun the target for 1 turn. So you can get a 4-turn stun out of that.
Wow, okay. That's not bad. I like the reboot specials as well.
Yep, just don't have any black.
Well, she's boosted, so enjoy. Now, if you would like to know some fun things you could do with boosted characters, there's a lot of special tiles going around. I hear Dazzler makes some special tiles.
She does?
Nico makes some special tiles.
Also Nico true?
Buffs special tiles.
True.
3 of them could get together and, or 2 of them could get together and make and buff special tiles. 3-star Falcon buffs special tiles. You could bring him along.
No, he's just lame.
He's okay. Did you tell me that the protector of Kun Lun, Danny Rand, the Iron Fist, does something with special tiles?
That he does.
Throw him in there.
He makes them and fortifies. Yep.
Nice. Special tile week. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's this week's, boosted characters.
So I've missed a lot of comments, but I did see Just Sing, who I don't recall ever seeing before on Discord, but hey, welcome.
Really?
I don't know.
I feel like he's a regular listener, but
that may be.
There was someone here moments ago who had the username of Sheldare.
Awesome.
Man, he disappeared into the night, but cracked me up every time I looked over.
But just
say it, Frenchie.
Just Sing said,
say chowder.
3-star Falcon and Wasp. 4-star Wasp is fun. And that makes a lot of sense. Because sure. Falcon throws out the projectiles, Wasp turns them to attack tiles and just, or right. strike tiles and wrecks your day.
Yeah, but then I'd have to use Falcon. I don't want to.
That's also fair.
It's time for Radiant Support Corner.
Right on.
Ray, would you like to share?
Yes, I would. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Ray.
This week in the support corner, I am going to talk about something that I have no experience with whatsoever. An in-game support called Ancestral Plane, Home of the Panthers. This sounds like something that you would want to throw at your Black Panther, but how do I know? Rank 1 with 1 star. You get damage from enemy powers is reduced by 47, and that goes up to a 495 at max level. Damage reduction by powers, I like that. It's not a little lot, but it's still pretty good. Rank 2, the supported character's base black damage is increased by 4%, and that works its way up to 13% at 200 level 250. So black match damage. I like that. The next one's exact same, a little bit more, 5% going up to 15% in red match damage. So black and red, very important. Rank 4, when the supported character fires a power, 16% chance of creating a strength 26 attack tile. The percentage and the damage or strength of the tile goes up, 75% chance to do a 272 attack tile at max level. And finally, rank 5, at the start of the turn, there's a 10% chance to start a 3-turn blue countdown tile that stuns a random enemy for 1 turn. That percentage chance goes up to 21% at max level, but it doesn't increase in any other way. So it's a 3-turn countdown that stuns a random enemy each turn. So random stun, increase black and red. You can create attack tile, and damage is reduced by enemy powers. It's a pretty good support. It really seems like you would want to put this on your 4-star Panther. Maybe 5. I don't really have much experience with the five-star Panther. He's good, but I think you'd get more use out of this on the four-star. I don't know. I could be wrong. But that's what I'm thinking. Anyone else, you can put this on anyone, which is a little weird, because I don't know why anyone would get bonus from the ancestral plane of the Panthers. But there's nothing special if you put it on Panther. Well, no, I am completely wrong. I totally missed something. You can only equip this to Black Panther. That makes entirely more sense. So there you go. Put it on a Black Panther. Again, four star stands out for me. So there you go. That is the support of the week.
Excellent.
Ian?
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Ian.
Thanks, Greg. So this one is, I'm surprised it took me this long. It's like a shameless plug, and it's been hanging there a whole time. But I will go in the same way I always go in. Hey, Craig.
Yes?
I just tried to buy some hero points on Steam, and they haven't shown up in my account. What do you think I could do?
You can contact support.
I can? Let's talk about the D3 support team.
Nice.
The D3 support team, they are there to resolve any issues that you are having with your Marvel Puzzle Quest game. You can reach them at mobilesupport@d3go.com. You should expect to wait 24 to 72 business hours to receive a reply from the customer service department once you've opened a ticket. They are open 7 days a week, except on major holidays, from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. Pacific time. And they will help you with anything that you take issue with to keep things moving along smoothly, one ticket at a time. And please don't send more than one regarding your particular inquiry. Also, don't forget to, if you're new to the game, don't forget to read the frequently asked questions section. Hopefully you can find some immediate help there. But if you do run into any snags, do not hesitate to reach out to the mobile support team at D3Go. And that's this week's out-of-game, in-game, out-of-game support.
So I would...
They're nice people.
What was it?
Yes?
I said they're nice people.
Oh, yeah. I would say that if you have a problem, another thing you can do, and this isn't the D3 support, I'm just saying, for to help people out, go post on the subreddit, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. One, D3 watches there, so they could pick something up. Two, if it can be fixed by somebody else who can give you an answer, you'll get that answer. And if it can't, they will tell you, you need to contact support. The community on Reddit, this is one of the friendliest communities in Reddit I have ever seen. So I highly recommend doing that. If you're having
foster a good community, I think.
Yes, absolutely. So if you're having,
I feel
problems,
like even on here, these Discord people will get you pointed in the right direction if you were to float out a question.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, that D3 support, and that is brought to you, as always, by Fortify. Thanks, Fortify.
Fortify.
And thanks, Mystify, if I didn't thank Mystify already. Because sometimes I'm so overwhelmed by the amount of information I have to put forward in that segment prior to this, I forget to say, Mystify.
All right, then. All right, let's open up a Dazzler token. Sending out positive thoughts to the universe.
Okay. I'll go first because I've been on a non-winning streak in the Crash of the Titans, and I'll use up some of my stockpile of tokens. All right. We'll poke Kitty in her spindly little fingers here and see what happens. Oh, it's a four-star! Oh! It's a Vaulting Boots of Valtor! I probably need that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have no idea where your Mordo is.
He's struggling, like most of my characters that aren't champ. Let's see... That takes him, ooh, he is struggling. He is now a 1, 2, 5. All right. Uh-huh. Ray, are you opening just one?
I am opening one.
Ray,
here we go.
Ray,
I'm going to poke her in the eye because I'm not feeling happy. Nah, it didn't work out.
Okay.
But it is a 4-star oldest trick in the book, Star-Lord.
Yeah.
So there you go. Uh-huh. No bonus.
I'm going to stroke her earlobe.
Interesting.
Lovingly or star, like a creep? Or is that the same thing?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it's a Cletus. Some folk will never eat a skunk. But then again, some folk will. Like Cletus, the slack-jawed, yokel carnage rules.
Oh, Brandine.
My Cletus is now at level 285.
Discriminating tastes.
So I have to ask, what's Dazzler right now?
045? Yes, 045.
Mm.
With, I think, two or three green in the canned, in the saved.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I have five green as well. I'm at a 225. So I've got all three powers. I can't complain about that. I had zero saved. So far it's doing okay. Just no more green. Need some other ones.
Cool. Well, definitely an interesting token opening. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
This guy. Samurai, shut up, you suck.
That's not true.
Looks like he's got a 245.
After he mocked her in his infographic, he can't get any Dazzler covers. He should be banned. Banned from Dazzler.
Well, this way he can learn to appreciate, you know, Dazzler.
Who is in every issue now of Astonishing X-Men. So, just saying, Dazzler. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
I will do my best. Let's learn. We're a part of a podcast network. It's called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. You can find a variety of podcasts, hopefully something that tickles your fancy. You can find direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can go directly to soontobenamednetwork at soontobenamednetwork.com for a complete archive of shows.
Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome.
Anything else for the good of the order? It is 10:10.
Whew, let's wrap it up.
I don't think so. I think I'm good.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. As always, you know the drill, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, you can go there. You can go to the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. You can go to the D3 forums. You can join our sweet Discord channel. All these things are good. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner on our webpage, buy some stuff for Halloween.
Holiday shopping, Halloween blitz. Stuff. Holiday shopping blitz is upon us.
Two-day shipping for Amazon Prime members. You can totally get it before next Wednesday. You can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some Puzzle Warriors swag. That'll really make people confused at your office Halloween party if you wear something with our logo on it. So that's all I got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, by your powers combined, I am Canadian. Good night, everybody.
That would almost work for last week's.
Almost.
All right, good night.
Bye, friends.
That was a good one.